I'd like to finish reading a passage of scripture tonight, and then we'll light the Christ candle. It's Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Amen. You may be seated. All right. Good afternoon. I almost said morning. Good afternoon. Listen, it is so good to have you with us. And I want to say, all kids in here, all right, all the kids, welcome. Listen, I am so glad you're here. Parents, you're freaking out right now. I know you are tight. Listen, it's all right. A little squirming is going to be okay. I mean, it's good, so don't worry. If you need to stand up, you need to move around, you don't worry. Babies and kids mean life, and if there's no life in the body, eventually this place dies, all right? And so we are so, so thankful that our kids are in here. I made sure to, listen, if there's some parents in here that need a coloring sheet and some crayons, they're in the back. I'll make sure you get one, all right? We'll make sure you get it. Today I just want to tell you, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you for what you're doing to spread the gospel around this community. We have so many friends and family with us this evening, and we're going to take just a few moments, and we're going to open the Word, and we're going to look at the Word. In fact, we've just read the passage of Scripture, and I want to encourage you in the morning, before things get crazy in the morning, before paper and starts flying and everything, as a family, I'm going to encourage you. If you say, "Listen, I'm a single, what do I do?" I'm going to ask that you get up and you open the Word and you read the Luke 2 passage in the morning. Start the morning out in the Word, remembering Jesus and the very reason that we even are able to have this time together. One of the things I love about this place, about Riverdale specifically, is this. We have so many babies that are being born around here. I mean, we got babies going on all the time around here. And I want to encourage you keep that up, all right? I want us to see more and more babies. In fact, I saw someone post today. You know what happens, don't you? There's a baby that's born, and then there's a birth announcement that goes out. Usually it's through social media now. That's how it happens. And you begin to see three things usually. There's a name, there's a weight, and there's a date of birth. Well, we're going to look here really quickly at the greatest birth announcement that's ever happened. The greatest birth announcement that has ever happened. In fact, it happened 2,000 years ago, and it is still bringing good news of great joy. In fact, it's the very reason that we're gathered here this evening, this afternoon, is to celebrate that. It's in verse 11. I want to read verse 11 to you real quick. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says this, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Christ, who is Christ the Lord." Who is Christ the Lord? Do you notice here that Luke, even in his birth announcement, gives three things really quick. He gives three titles, three descriptors of who this baby is. This baby is a Savior. This baby is the Christ. And this baby is the Lord. Extremely important. And so I want to look really quickly. Some of you are going, "How quickly?" I want to look really quickly. But I don't want us to run by. You know why I don't want us to run by this? Is because you have hurried all season. You've rushed here. And when I say rushed here, rush to this day. You're trying to get gifts. You're trying to get parties. You're trying to make this. You're trying to get, some of you are making gifts for one another. Heaven help, I've done that before. You're stressed. Some of you have even come in this very room tonight, this afternoon. Your finances are crazy. Your home is crazy. Your health may be crazy. And I want for just a moment for us just to unhurry ourselves. Just to unhurry ourselves. And I want us to think about this Christ, this Savior, this Lord. So with that, the very first thing that you see there is that Luke wrote and told us that Jesus is our Savior. This word Savior is the very reason that we need to have Christmas. It's the very reason that we need to have Christmas is because you and I need a Savior. Romans chapter 3 tells us that all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. Now, really quickly, I'm going to say this really quickly. You don't sin and become a sinner. You were born a sinner, therefore you sin, okay? We're doing what our natural self desires to do. And so because of that, God made a way. God himself stepped into time and space. He sent his son. We sang about it just a minute ago. Truly God from truly God. He sent his son, Jesus, truly God and truly man, to be born on this earth for you and me. To be born on this earth for you and me. You and I, we are all in here. We're all Grinches who have stolen Christmas. We're all bad bananas. Our heart, I'll be real honest with you, is bent towards doing things that are against God. Now, you don't hear that in your favorite Christmas movie. I want you to know that. And we have to know that there is a bad news situation so that we can point towards good news of great joy. You see, if there's no bad news, there can be no good news of great joy. And the good news is that God sent his son for you and for me. He sent us a Savior. And in the middle of where we are tonight, in the middle of where you're walking, in the middle of what you've brought in here, those things that I talked about just a minute ago, and if it hasn't happened to you yet, life is going to happen and there's going to be bad things, financial, family, health. That's coming if it hasn't happened yet. I need you to know that. And in the midst of that, God sent his son to be a Savior for us. Because we need that. And I need you to hear me. That's good news. In fact, that should bring us great joy that he knows where we are and he sent his son for us. Do you realize that Jesus, I want you to hear this, Jesus is God's only provision for our predicament that we're in. There is no other one. There is no other one. He is the only one that can bring us into right relationship. He is our Savior, the scripture tells us. Jesus is our Savior. But not only did Luke say, listen, unto you is born tonight a Savior. He says, unto you tonight is born the Christ. The Christ. Now, you may not realize this. I want to clue you in something here. Christ is not Jesus' last name. All right? Jesus Christ. It's Jesus, and Christ is his title. The word Christ in Greek means this. It means the anointed. It means that he is the anointed one of God. In Hebrew, it means Messiah. Jesus is the anointed Messiah Savior for us that God in his incredible, incredible plan sent for you and me. Can you believe that? He, before the foundation of the world, knew where we would be and that we would need a Savior, that we would need a Messiah. And he anointed his son to come and do that. He alone, the Old Testament, there are over 300 prophecies that the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ would come. And Jesus fulfilled all of those prophecies. He himself fulfilled them. How did he do that? You realize there were all kinds of people named Jesus in the New Testament, or excuse me, in the days of the New Testament. Yet Jesus is the only one, who fulfilled prophecy. Why? Because he was sent from God the Father. He was sent from God the Father for us. And it was through his sacrificial death on the cross for my sin and for yours. See, he was the anointed Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Why? Because we, you, me, we needed a Savior. And so God sent a Savior. He sent the anointed one. He sent the Messiah. The last thing that he says here about in this birth announcement is that he is our Lord. Now, I want to say this. He is only our Lord if we have surrendered our lives and submitted our lives to him. You see, he was born so that the whole world might know. He was born so that the whole world might be able to turn to him. But we know that not all of the world will turn to him. We know that not all of the world will come to him as the Christ to be our Lord. But that's what he came for. You see, Lord means that God himself, the incarnation, he took on flesh and bone. These children that are in here, the ones that were born last week, the ones that will be born in the morning, do you realize that they came and that they have little fingers and toes and arms and skin and flesh? This is what God did. He stepped into time and space. He did not send his favorite angel. There is no Clarence that came to die for you. You realize that, all right? He didn't find the strongest man to come and do this. God sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life. The scripture, Luke, I need to make sure you hear this. Luke is not telling us a fairy tale here. This is a true historical fact. In a real place called Bethlehem, 6,000 miles from here. It's not Whoville. It's not Bedford Falls. It is a real place. And Jesus has come to be our Lord. He's come to be our Savior. He is the Christ. And, you know, we've talked about this for the last several weeks. Christmas, the Advent season, is not just about the manger, the baby who was born in the manger. That's like looking at an acorn and going, oh, that acorn is cool. You know why the acorns happen, don't you? So that they can grow into oak trees. You marvel at the oak tree. It took an acorn to get to the oak tree. You realize that the manger is not the end of this story. The manger happened, the baby happened, because we needed a Savior. And it points to the cross of Christ. It points to the cross. Yes, we are thankful for the baby Jesus who was born, but I need you to know there were a lot of babies named Jesus who were born. But there was one, there's only one who brought good news of great joy to you and to me and for all the world, the one who was born, the Christ, who is Savior, who would be Lord. Why did he do that? Philippians chapter 2 says that he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on a cross. Even on a cross. Jesus came to save his people. So, yes, that birth announcement, real quick, that birth announcement, he's come. Listen, go see him. That birth announcement was to some shepherds in the field. He said, go to Bethlehem and see. There's the Christ, our Savior, the Lord. But you realize, you can't get him as Lord unless he's your Savior. You don't get to choose which one. You realize they're all equal. Because if he's not your Lord, then that means he's not your Savior and he's not your Christ. And today, tonight, right here, you know what the greatest gift you could get tonight is? This, the gift of the Son. The gift of the Son. In your family, you're going to be given all kinds of gifts tonight, maybe, and tomorrow. But the greatest gift that you can give your family is for you to tell your family about how Jesus has changed your life. Amen. How's he changed your life? The gift of the Son has changed me. He's my Lord. He is the Christ. And he's my Savior. You know how we're going to celebrate that tonight? We're going to celebrate that with communion. As you came in tonight, hopefully, if you are a follower of Christ, you received one of these. If you didn't get one of these when you came in, would you raise your hand? Because we've got folks right now who are going to come down. They're going to make sure you get one if you didn't. Just put your hand up. Don't worry. Don't be embarrassed. Okay. Got some here up front. Don't be embarrassed. I mean, it's Randall. Don't be embarrassed or anything like that. I know. No, we're going to take a moment here. Okay. Someone has asked about these. Are they gluten-free? They are not gluten-free. These are not. I want to make sure that you know that. Okay. In Mark chapter 14, Jesus is in his last night on earth. And he's with his disciples. And he is about to redefine the Passover meal for them. And he passes around the bread. And he says, this bread, it is broken for you. My body broken for you. Broken for you. Folks, this little piece of bread, and you can go ahead and tear that open. This little piece of bread is meant to remind us and call us in a longing way to remember Jesus Christ, his body broken for those of us who have surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ as his Savior. Take and eat. It says in the same way, he that night took the cup, and you can take the top off that cup and hold it. He took the cup, the wine, the juice, and he passed it around. And he says, this is the new covenant. My blood spilled for you. And the disciples didn't fully understand what that was at that moment. It would only be later that they recognize, wow, okay, Jesus' body sacrificed for me. His blood spilt to cover my sins. Take and drink. The scripture tells us that when they had finished, they got up and they went out and they began to sing before they left. And in just a moment, we're going to sing a song. We're about to close, and we're going to sing Silent Night. And here's how we're going to do this. You realize that when Jesus came, John tells us in his gospel that Jesus is the light of the world, that he is the light of the world. And that night, when the angels came and told the shepherds and said, listen, the sky lit up. Behold, a Savior has been born. Christ, the Lord. Christ lit up the world. He left for us, those of us who have surrendered our lives, we now carry the light of the world. And we carry it to those that we come in contact with everywhere we go. You know, in just a moment, I'm going to go and I'm going to light off of the Christ candle. And my candle alone brings comfort. But when I light this candle and I come back to here, CJ and Kurt are going to come and they're going to light off my candle. And then they're going to go down the rows. And we're going to light off of their candle then. And then you're going to light down the rows. You know what's going to happen? It's going to be a picture of what it's like when the followers of Christ, who have the light of Christ in them, when we obediently, boldly, and courageously stand together and proclaim that Jesus Christ, He is Lord. Yeah, that night, it may have been silent from the standpoint of all kinds of musical instruments in that manger scene with all of the animals around. But I want you to know, tonight as we sing and as we lift up our voices, as we light up this room with the light of these candles, I pray that it emboldens us to go, to live a life that is honoring to Him, united together as we spread the light of Christ. I'm going to ask that you stand.
Sing that. that all together, just our voices. Sleep in heavenly peace.